T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tommy Tucker, WWL. Time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. Doing well. How was your weekend?
Good. I went down to Grand Isle, and I was shocked by the damage that I saw all the way from, you know, from St. Charles. I guess you can see it in Lafourche, and it really is sad market. And those people are going to need a lot of help. But I'm just struck by the way that Tim Zimmer felt the need to play the theme from Shaft again as you come on, because, you know, they say that cat Mark Rose is a bad shut your mouth. Anyway, and you are. So maybe that's why he's doing it. I don't know.
Good for Tim.
Quite frankly, between you and
I,
don't tell anybody.
He knows the Rolling Stones, and he plays a lot of it. That's
good. Yeah, but
good for us.
Don't tell anybody, but he was dropped on his head as a youth, and his parents never told him, and I think that had a lot to do with what happened.
Explain
anyway,
some things.
It does. It really does, Mark. You'd be surprised. Tell me about Wall Street this week. What's going on with earnings announcements, inflation data? Walk us through it, please.
Well, for all of our listeners, so the quarter closes on September 30th, and not long after that, the companies start releasing their earnings for that quarter. So the big banks are usually first ones out of the chute. It doesn't happen on October 1st, the next day. They have to get their books in order, and then they report their earnings to the world because they're publicly traded companies, and that's what they have to do. So Bank America comes out first. Earnings are great, leaves a bunch of bank stocks up. And it brings some enthusiasm in as the economy is healing and the Dow is over 35,000 again. So all this momentum is coming forward. And the two things, Tommy, I say it time and time again, it's almost like you can't say it enough. Two things that determine stock prices: corporate earnings and interest rates. While interest rates remain low, that's cheap money for corporations to use to expand. For that matter, it's cheap money for us to do what we want to do. And then the earnings are going to come in on top of that, which really make the day. So that's where the Dow, probably in the low 34,000s, again, it's up 35,000 as of now, right before the market opens. But Charles Schwab, the brokerage firm, they head toward record highs. Just some news for the different companies. Delta posts its first quarterly profit since the pandemic, so it's encouraging. So those stocks go higher, and then the averages go higher, and that's where we are. But a couple of the macroeconomic releases last week, job openings, it's good news. The last month reported was 11.1 million job openings. We were supposed to report 10.9 for August, and it turned out to be 10.4. So ideally, more people are going back to work. We know some have left the labor force, but nonetheless, job openings, the number has fallen, and fallen more than expected. That's another push for higher markets. So then we had inflation data. So, Tommy, you and I have been saying all this stuff is good news and the economy is definitely on the mend. What could go wrong? Well, you could always have some geopolitical things go wrong, something political someplace else in the world, or here for that matter. And then you could have inflation data. So the consumer price index was supposed to come in at 0.3%, and it was hotter than expected. It was 0.4%. So what's in a you know 0.1? What's that mean to us? Well, that's a 4.8% annual rate. And Tom, we know that gas prices they're basically up 50% year over year, and that's really been hitting people I think disproportionately hard from an inflation standpoint because it starts to leach into everything that we do. It gets down into your cereal bowl and when oil prices are up, because it takes the trucks to deliver it and all those types of things. So that really fans out within the economy very quickly and fairly aggressively. 4.8 still too high, and we will wait to see what the Fed is going to do. They said they're going to start pulling back on their money injections into the economy. That's, you know, enough is enough, and we're going to start easing back. So that ought to taper some of the inflation data, ideally, but only the next couple of months are going to tell. And so that came in a little hotter than normal. And producer price index for the companies, what are they seeing from an inflation standpoint? And that came in a little lower. So it was supposed to come in at 0.6% a year. It came in at 0.5. That was good, but 0.6% on an annualized basis, again, is still too high. So we really need to be worried about this inflation, because all that we get from an economic standpoint could be taken away by high inflation numbers. So lastly, on the big ticket items, we had retail sales, and that was far better than expected. The previous month, we were up 0.9%. We were expected to actually log a negative number, meaning the retail sales would have fallen in September. But instead, it's far better than expected at 0.7%. So people are comfortable coming out of August. We had some bad news that was being delivered there. Consumer confidence, I'm recalling, in August was a little bit light. But it seems like people are shrugging that off. Tell me, I don't know if it's going into the holiday season. People are starting that now. A lot of conversation about Christmas purchases, and you got to be careful because you may not get them if you don't start shopping early. And some of that might be baked into these retail sales numbers, because 0.7% for a single month is high. Go ahead.
Take a quick break, and then when we come back, I want to talk to you about that, because I don't know what part the supply chain stuff is going to make a difference or not, or is it being overplayed? I think some people need clarity on that, and I know you're the guy to give it to us. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Monday Morning Markets with Mark. That's what we do on Mondays at this time, trying to give you a look ahead at the week on Wall Street. 7:52, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:57 now, 3 before 8, Monday morning, October 18th, day 50 of the Ida recovery. And we're talking to Mark Rosa, Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Mark, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Mark, you know, I don't know if the supply chain problems are going to manifest themselves later, like you alluded to saying, buy your Christmas presents now. Is some of that baked into the numbers? Is it real? I know it makes for great video seeing all of these ships anchored off the coast of California, but what kind of effect is that going to have on the opposite coast, on Wall Street?
Yeah, that's a tremendously good question, Tommy. You're right. It is very dramatic to see. I mean, these containers and just stacked up there, and the ships aren't moving and so on. And naturally, the containers are full. And if you're looking at the Los Angeles container ship situation and all the port, that's a lot of stuff coming from Asia / China. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anecdotally, Tommy, I had some damage, as you know, because of the storm. I had my air compressor in the garage, just one piece out of many that took on water. So I said, well, okay, after everything's sorted out, I'm going to buy another one. I picked the one I want. I called the company, local number. I said, I'll take this one. Okay, no problem. We'll get it right out to you. Right out is 2 months.
Ouch.
Okay, so otherwise you could get, yeah, I mean, just simple things. You would think that that would be a routine item and it wouldn't be so far away. Garage doors, of course, at a 3 months. 3 months to get your garage door fixed. And when I start thinking about what we're talking about today, it's like, where are they coming from? And I even asked them, are you manufacturing locally? No, they come from out of state. So it's a lot of all that stuff is backed up. Now, I know there's a spike in demand locally because of Ida, and I'm not the only one that needs some roll-up doors for my garage. But you start hearing about this from other people. It's like, well, you know, I was trying to order one thing or another, and it's several weeks or several months out, and it's not a complicated part. It's not something that would be hard to get normally. It would be something routine to get, and now we're backed up. And it's one thing leads to another. The ports don't have the people to place the items on the trucks. Then you don't have a truck driver to deliver it to its destination. And many times when it gets to the warehouse, you don't have somebody to unload the trucks. So it's really gets complicated, frustrating, unnecessary. We just got to get people back to work.
I hear you. Thank you, Mark. Have a great week. We'll talk to you on Friday when we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. You can go to jffcu.org and you can find out some different calculators that are there that'll help you through whatever financial issue you might be having and get you prepared for the next disaster. We'll be back, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.